story I chose is The Moth and the Star by James Thurber, and it states, a young impressionable moth went to his heart on a certain star. He told his mother about this, and she counseled him to set his heart on a bridge lamp instead. Stars aren't the thing to hang around, she said. Lamps are the thing to hang around. You get somewhere that way, said the moth's father. You don't get anywhere chasing stars. But the moth would not heed the words of either parent. Every evening at dusk, when the star came out, he would start flying toward it, and every morning at dawn, he would crawl back home, worn out with his vain endeavor. One day, his father said to him, you haven't burned a wing in months, boy, and it looks to me as if you were never going to. All your brothers have been badly burned flying around street lamps, and all your sisters have been terribly singed flying around house lamps. Come on now, get out of there and get yourself scorched. A big strapping moth like you, without a mark on him. The moth left his father's house, but he would not fly around street lamps, and he would not fly around house lamps. He went right on trying to reach the star, which was 4 1/3 light years, or 25 trillion miles away. The moth thought it was just caught up in the tall branches of an elm. He never did reach the star, but he went right on trying, night after night. And when he was very, very old, he began to think that he really had reached the star, and he went around saying so. This gave him a deep and lasting pleasure, and he lived to a great old age. His parents and his brothers and his sisters had been burned to death while they were quite young. And this story resonates with the event in the 1900s. Of segregation and separation of schools, separation of many things, and how people fought to change that. And so you could say that the activists and the people wanting to change are like the moth, and the people who don't want to change are like all the other moths that would rather live their usual lives instead of go towards something better, like the moth was trying to do. He was trying to reach for the stars and reach his dreams, and eventually he did. He just didn't pay attention to those around him. And you could say that the story is like that human phenomenon, and many others like it, for like people who want to change and were activists, because they kept on fighting for what they thought was right and what they wanted, and they believed in their dreams, and eventually they got it. Although, like, in The Moth and the Star, he never quite reaches his dream in a way, even though he persists, but he believes he did. In a way, you could think that he did reach his dream because he kept on trying, and he didn't give up. To where, at one point, since after all that persistence, he just believed that he had reached his dream, and in a way he didn't, because he never gave up. And that resonates with that human event, because those people never gave up and never stopped believing in what they were fighting for, and they eventually reached their dreams in a way like the moth did, even though not every part of change is perfect.